USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about. Nobody in the... This is a bad one. This is a very bad one. This is bad in the sense that it's so contagious.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus. 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area. Major League Baseball opening day delayed until May. And as of this hour, 72 people have died from the virus here in the U.S. with more than 4,000 infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, President Trump asked by a reporter in the briefing room about the huge hit the stock market taking and if the U.S. economy heading into a recession. The president's answer?
Well, it may be. We're not thinking in terms of recession. We're thinking in terms of the virus. Once we stop, I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand, both in terms of the stock market and in terms of the economy. And once this goes away, once it goes through and we're done with it, I think you're going to see a tremendous surge.
And the president asked about the potential for domestic travel restrictions.
We're not really. We hope we don't have to, Steve. We think that hopefully we won't have to do that. But it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
And the president telling reporters,
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, you look, no matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The very latest now on the cyber attack over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the Health and Human Services Secretary. Here's his report.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. I'm Tim Berg.
The maker of a movie about a global pandemic speaking out about the current coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
It's life imitating art.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The writer of the 2011 Matt Damon film Contagion says he doesn't find the current coronavirus pandemic very surprising. Scott Z. Burns telling Slate that when he wrote the movie about a virus that starts in Asia and spreads worldwide, he researched it heavily with the Centers for Disease Control. If anything, he says he's surprised that the public is largely shocked by how similar the film is to what's happening right now. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look at the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 3,000 points, the Nasdaq down 970 points, the S&P 500 down 325. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.